And right now, it's fun to bring in a good friend of the station and mine, Ralph Fedeli. We're going to talk about the Irondale Schoolhouse. The weather's warmer, the rail trail is booming, and they're getting set to open again. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Marshall.
Nice to have you on air, and it's nice the fact that the schoolhouse is getting set to open again.
Yes, we've been spending the last week or so sprucing up the building. The interior is all ready to go, and we've been planting around little shrubs and flowers and stuff. So we're getting ready.
When's the official opening?
Official opening will be on Saturday, the 29th, May the 29th. And this is the Memorial Day weekend, so we're looking forward to it.
You know, the vision, we've talked about when you first started off this project, how people thought, boy, what's the matter with Ralph? He's got a screw loose. Well, you know,
there was a lot of controversy and a lot of criticism. How we were taking a historic old schoolhouse from one location and moving it into another, and they thought I was a little crazy. And you want to know something? They were right.
Yeah, well, you know, your craziness has turned into something that really is a boom because the rail trail obviously has exploded.
Right.
Millerton has exploded. The rail trail, as a matter of fact, just expanded even more. And you sit in a perfect position to show the history of Millerton, the history of the schoolhouse, and bring it to all the people that not only vacation in our area, but there's a lot of people that have moved into the area, Ralph, that I think, you know, when people move into an area, they want to know its history, and you make it so available.
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you something. This was an effort by a group of people, and I always say it's not one individual. It was a team. We had the perfect team to make this happen, and I'm so proud of them.
So now, what are the hours, once you open up on Memorial Day weekend, what are the hours that you'll be open?
We'll be open from 11 in the morning to 4 in the evening, and sometimes we even extend it beyond 4 o'clock, depending upon the traffic. If, you know, if we have a lot of people coming in, we'll keep it open longer.
Now, another important factor that I don't think people realize is that you need people. You need volunteers to help out and work the schoolhouse so you can be open as many hours as possible.
Absolutely, and thanks to John Hicks. He's a devoted friend of mine in the schoolhouse. In fact, he's on the schoolhouse board also. He will be helping out also. But we have a very special event this year that really needs to be noticed. We're going to open the schoolhouse this year with a audio-visual presentation that's been in the works for about 3 years, and I'd like to credit some people who made this happen. Over the years that the restoration took place, from 2008 onward, I had taken hundreds and hundreds of photographs of the process from beginning to end. Everything that was important, we photographed. And I went to David Mafucci over at Visionary Computer, and I said, David, we have all of these photographs, and what the board would like to do is to put them in sequential order so that we could show the whole historic preservation process. And I said, could you help us? And David, pro bono, put together a disc of 40 or so, 40, 42 different slides, and it was a terrific process. And then the board took a look at this and said, you know, it would be really a great idea if not only the visual, but if we had it narrated. So we developed a script, and the script for each slide naturally is the time frame for each script is a little different because some pictures require more description than others. So we said, well, now how can we put a voice and a picture together in a slideshow? Took 2 years, and with the help of your efforts in Robin Hood Radio, your studio, by the way, and Dick Hermans, who we all felt on our board had the right voice to narrate this, and Darryl Gangoff, who is also on our board. He is now the producer. He was able to marry the script and the visual into almost a movie. And it runs about 8 minutes, about 40-some-odd slides, and will be the really finishing touch of our 8-year historic restoration. And, it's amazing.
And
it'll be continually running, by the way, okay, in the schoolhouse on a flat-screen television.
That's what I was going to say. Is it going to be continually running?
You know, yes. People, so that anyone who comes in, and we'll have seats set up, so if somebody wants to sit and go through the entire process, it's going to be a learning experience for anyone who comes in who's interested in history and how to save a building.
And we know what's interesting about that. People don't realize that to put together an 8-minute video with script, synced, and pictures, 8 minutes, they don't realize probably, and this is true now, the hundreds of hours that go in to do that.
Oh, yes. I really got emotional when I saw the finished product, and I said, oh, boy, does this group, it is professional. It is beautiful. And we are all very pleased with the end result, Marshall. And I'd like to thank you and your studio for helping us, by the way.
Well, I also know that the folks over in Red Hook at WKZE help, of course, Dick Hermans, but also the people that worked on it and put it together for you. I mean, these are countless hours, and that goes from Visionary Computer, Darryl, and everything like that. A lot of work goes into make something like that, and it's great because people can sit there for 8 minutes and get an idea of the history, and then the real history to them will be the incredible achievement of taking that rickety building, moving it, and having it look like it looks like today.
You know, and the interesting part, a thing to me, is that throughout the process, I don't know why we thought that this was going to be completed successfully, but to have taken all of those photographs over the 8 or so years, we knew that this was going to be completed, and we wanted a history, a record of that event.
Well, once again, congratulations. And once again, folks, they open back up Memorial Day weekend that Saturday, and this video loop will be running there. And there's obviously going to be a lot more going on in Millerton. And now there's plenty of parking, and there's the rail trail. So it should be an even bigger Memorial Day weekend for Millerton than normal.
Oh, we are looking forward to it. And I'd like to remind all the parents, if you bring your kids, young people are invited to ring the school bell. We'll have the bell. It's the original school bell. It's up in our cupola, and kids love to ring the school bell.
All right, Ralph, keep us updated, and maybe I'll stroll by there and take a look on the Memorial Day weekend along
with
you.
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Marshall.
All right, take care, Ralph.
Take it easy. Bye.
Ralph Fidelli, friends of the Irondale Schoolhouse, they're opening up the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. That's Saturday. And you can find out more information. They've got a website, irondaleschoolhouse.org.